Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It was the second night of Champions Hockey League action for the Glasgow side, and despite putting in a fantastic effort, a real valiant performance, the Clan went down 5-2 to ERC Ingolstadt of Germany. The Clan took the lead in the first period. A wonderful blue line shot from Rick Jackman flew past Eisenhut, the Ingolstadt goalie. Got a final touch from Matt Keith on the way, and the Clan were 1-0 up at the end of the first period. Chris Holt was absolutely outstanding between the pipes for the Clan. However, Ingolstadt got themselves back level on the power play. Petr Tatacek bundled the puck in from just outside the crease to make it 1-1. He then made it 2-1 with 75 seconds left of the second period. Bjorn Barta squaring the puck across the crease. Tatacek was there to tuck it away. Chris Bruton pulled the Clan level in the third period, squeezing the puck into the net. Clan fans were singing, as you can hear in the background there. It was two apiece at that point. Then Ingolstadt made it 3-2. Thomas Greilinger's shot sneaked through the legs of Chris Holt. Holt unlucky, another power play goal conceded. John Laliberti with a low, powerful shot beat Holt to make it 4-2 on 52-50. Then Greilinger made it 5-2, another one on the power play with a couple of minutes left to go. A victorious night for the Germans, for Brayhead Clan. Plenty to be proud of. We'll get the reaction in just a second. Head coach Ryan Finnerty with me now. Ryan, great performance from the guys tonight. You don't seem happy. What's wrong?
Obviously disappointed. I think we can't play 5-on-3. 3 5-on-3 goals in a 5-2 game. It's pretty easy to figure out where things went wrong. But at the same time here, we deserve some. I thought some were kind of soft, but that's the way it goes. You're coming to in a different league and different style of reffing. You gotta adapt. And tonight we didn't, but we'll learn from it.
As I said, a great performance tonight. The guys went toe to toe with this team. Those matters aside, you must be proud of the performance they gave them.
Yeah, we all played that team in the first period. They couldn't hang with us, and we fatigued in the third. But again, killing penalties does that. So, no, they didn't show us anything that we're afraid of here. We outplayed them. I thought, as we go on here and we get more accustomed to our systems, we haven't had a lot of time on our special teams. That'll tighten up here. But that team, for their budget and where they are, they're not too far ahead of us here. Came into a tough barn, played them, got taken away from us, but we can control that.
Chris Bruton got an equaliser, made it 2-2 early in the third period. Did you at any point start to entertain the notion that we could get something from it?
Well, I'm disappointed we didn't get something from it. Like I said, we all played that team. We feel we're a better team than them. We got them in a few weeks' time, so absolutely we're not happy we lost. This isn't a Vaxo story. We gave them a game. They didn't earn it. We gave it to them, and that's the way it is. And we'll prove it when we come back in a couple weeks' time and play in Brayhead.
And of course, you've got Vaxo in Glasgow first coming up next Saturday. I take it that's something you're going to work on, the penalties and things like that.
Obviously, you got to work on your kill. You got to work on your special teams. We're going to obviously see a very good team coming at us here. But conditioning is a big factor. When you get tired, you take penalties. And we got some guys that we got to do some work on the conditioning levels, but. It's a process, it's a process, and we add McIver into our lineup here very shortly. Hopefully Haywood's back in a few weeks, and we're a bit of a different machine here. So, you can't run 4D in a tournament like this. Sully's putting in some good minutes here, but we're playing guys a lot of minutes. So we'll address that. But like I said, there's more positives than negatives. I'm upset at the score. It shouldn't have been that. We gave them the 5-2 scoreline. We get a chance to fix it in Brayhead.
How do you sum up the two games, the experience of being over here in Europe and coming up against teams like that?
That's fantastic. I mean, you can't, like I said, it's a great opportunity for our guys, especially our British guys that probably haven't seen something like this. And we got to learn. You go into Vaxo, you watch a team play like that, and you got to steal stuff from them. You got to absorb as much as you can. And then tonight, like I said, tonight I didn't see anything that I was overly thrilled about. I thought we gave them the game. We had it at times and we gave it back. We took some stupid 3 5-on-3 goals. I mean, 3 5-on-3 goals. You can figure out what went wrong and we can, but the good thing is we can control it and we can fix it.
Last word, the Purple Army, absolutely superb again tonight. They created the noise all the way through the night.
Yeah, we always heard this was kind of a tough building and the crowd gets behind it, but like I said, I think they kind of showed what they can do, and for 170 to drown out the rest of the building in what is known as a pretty vigorous, rough building, you got to take their hats off. They're incredible. And like I said, it's just getting going for us here. And a lot of positives here, but obviously disappointed in the final result tonight.
Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thank you.
Right, I'm in the Clan locker room now. I'm now with Chris Holt. Chris, just reflect on that game for us, please.
You know, I think that we did a lot of things right. I think that, you know, they got a couple 5-on-3 goals and they got a couple lucky bounces. And, you know, we really shot ourselves in the foot by taking too many penalties there towards the end. And, you know, they buried us. And that's something that we can control, and that's something that we can hopefully fix. And when they come to our barn in Brayhead, I think that, you know, this is definitely a team that, you know, that we have the ability to beat.
So, I mean, watching from where I was, the guys give everything out there, especially yourself. You were saving pucks you had no right in getting. How does that help your confidence as you go through the game?
Yeah, I mean, aside from the results being frustrating, you know, I feel good out there. I feel like I'm making a lot of saves, and I feel like the relationship that I'm building with my defensemen and with my players in my own zone is building. And like I said, there's a lot to look forward to, and I think that we... you know, we're not happy with losing, and this isn't the result we wanted today. This is one we wanted to win, but again, we need to look at the positives, and now we got a week at back in Brayhead to prepare for Vacchio again next weekend.
So, I mean, it's such a tough ask coming to places like this, but I mean, would you say Brayhead have really, you know, given themselves a real real exposure out there in the way they played?
Well, I think tonight was a better showing than when we were in Sweden. I think you can see the gap between the leagues there, between the Swedish league and the English league. But yeah, tonight was much closer, and we're going to do everything we can. I mean, we went down fighting. Guys were blocking shots. Guys were digging. You know, we were diving around trying to keep it out of our net. You know, nobody quit tonight, and that's positive to see. So we're trying to keep our heads up, and we're going to have a positive week here of practice and hopefully come out flying on Saturday.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
I'm now with Clan's Alex Levitt. Alex, you're just about deep. Apologies for that. But just sum up your thoughts on the game tonight, please.
We really battled hard. You know, got obviously taught a lesson last game Thursday in Sweden. That was really kind of an eye-opening experience for most of us. So tonight I think the team really responded, and, you know, we raised our level. And that's kind of how we need to play going forward.
I mean, the opposition in the CHL, Brayhead were always going to be one of the underdogs, but my goodness, you went toe-to-toe with this team tonight.
I'm really proud of the guys. You know, obviously we took some bad penalties, myself included. Stuff like that, you know, won't happen again, and will really kind of help the team going forward. But, you know, if we could have played 5-on-5 a little more tonight, I think we could have taken the game.
So, I mean, Clan went ahead 1-0 after the first period. The fans, that really got them going as well. What a crowd there.
I mean, the fan support is just unbelievable. Like, just to have that many people make the trip to Germany, it's just, as a player, it's just the best feeling ever, just to know that not only playing for your team, but you're playing for, you know, all of Scotland to a degree. You know, it's just such a great feeling to have the support. So proud of the fans for the noise and the positivity they gave us. Just a really, really kind of special moment for us.
And of course, you go back to Glasgow next week. Vecchio come to Glasgow. That's going to be a tough ask. Then Ingolstadt the week after as well. How much can they make a difference to you guys out there?
Yeah, I mean, just to have the practices together. Like next week, we'll get, you know, 2 or 3, maybe 4 ice times together. We'll be able to work on a few more things. I'm sure Finner will have us watching some video on some things that we can make some changes on. And you know, we're so early in our season right now. Just anytime we get on the ice together, we can make a step forward. So. You know, I think next Saturday we'll definitely be able to put a better game, you know, together against the Swedish team.
And finally, what can you take from the CHL experience over the last two games that'll stand you in good stead for future fixtures, maybe even in the regular season?
Just playing against elite competition. You know, playing against one of the best teams from Sweden, playing against one of the best teams from Germany. You know, it's just so good for you. It just raises your level. You have to compete harder. You have to make smarter decisions. You have to do everything better. So if we can, you know, kind of maintain the level that we played with tonight and bring that back into the Elite League, we're going to be flying.
Appreciate it, Alex. Thank you.
And no problem.
So there we are. That's the view from the Brayhead Clan locker room. Thanks to head coach Ryan Finnerty, Chris Holt and Alex Levitt for their time and reflecting on what turned out to be a disappointing result in the end. But my goodness, what a performance the guys gave. So as I take a look around the Saturn Arena for the last time here, it's the end of Brayhead Clan's away odyssey, certainly, in the CHL. The two home games still to come. They play Vecchio Lakers next Saturday, and then at home to Ingolstadt on the 5th of September. You can get those tickets via Ticketmaster or through the Brayhead Clan website. Have a look on there and find out exactly where you can get your seats. It promises to be two fantastic games. Hopefully you can get yourself along and see the Clan in European action. Well, that's all from me, Craig Anderson. Thank you very much for listening to Clan Radio, and thank you for listening throughout Clan's travels in Europe. Thanks to our hosts at Vecchio Lakers and at Ingolstadt for their hospitality to the team and to the staff as well. It's certainly been a great week for everybody involved. This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.